Hello, welcome to Things That Go Bump in the Night. This is JC Bratton coming to you from San Jose, California on Friday the 13th. So today's episode is going to go into the origins of this day of superstition. But before we do that, I'm going to give you a few updates. So first of all, thank you very much for everyone who downloaded Dollhouse for free on Amazon Kindle. I also had Things That Go Bump in the Night, which is my omnibus of the three short stories, Who's at the Door, Parasomnia, and Dollhouse. That was also available for free on Amazon, and a number of you downloaded that too. So thank you very much. So if you have downloaded it and read it, please, please, please leave me reviews on Amazon, Goodreads, or on both. That will be really great because I read all your feedback and I take it to heart because I use a lot of that feedback in terms of how I can improve my next set of stories or how I can, you know, change things up to, you know, help entertain you guys a lot better. Speaking of entertaining, so what will happen is that by the end of this calendar year, I'll start writing my next set of short stories. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to release all my short stories into one book. So it will be just like Things That Go Bump in the Night, where it's an omnibus. So there'll be multiple short stories all in one book. The first tale is going to be called It Knows. And I already have sort of an outline for that. I think in my next podcast, I'll go into a little detail about how I want that structured, just to give you a preview. So in addition to all that, what's going to happen is that, as I mentioned previously, my friend Ellen, her theater group, they're going to do podcast dramas of Things That Go Bump in the Night, you know, in terms of the three stories, Dollhouse, Who's at the Door, and Parasomnia. They plan to do that for Halloween, so I'm sure I'll probably have some more updates here in another few weeks or so with regards to how that production goes. And lastly, speaking of Halloween, on Halloween, I plan to go ahead and have the free downloads again with regards to the short stories. So Dollhouse, Parasomnia, and Who's at the Door, and Omnibus will all be available for download for free on Amazon Kindle during a few days before and after Halloween. So I'm going to make sure that that's available, and that will be fun because, you know, it's a good time to read scary stories during that time period. Okay, so I will come back here in a moment and talk about the origins of Friday the 13th. Okay, now we're going to go ahead and go into some detail regarding the origins of Friday the 13th and why it got that bad reputation. So there was a great CNN article, actually, that talks a lot about sort of the origins behind why, you know, Friday the 13th became that doomsday. So the first thing to note is that when it comes to Friday the 13th, it may seem like a rare phenomenon, but actually the Gregorian calendar means that the 13th of any month is slightly more likely to fall on a Friday than any other day in the week. So it's not, however, like a universal superstition. In Greece and in Spanish-speaking countries, it's actually Tuesday the 13th that's considered a day of bad luck. And then in Italy, it's actually Friday the 17th that's met with fear. So that's just kind of an interesting side note. Also, if we want to look at the number 13, let's contrast this to the number 12. So it's really interesting to note that, you know, 12 is associated with a number of positive things, or a number of things that are, you know, part of the norm of society. So for example, we have 12 months in a year. We have 12 zodiac signs. We have 12 hours in a day. When we get to 13, things seem to get a little offbeat. For example, if we look at, from Christianity perspective, if you look at the 12 disciples. So there's 12, right? 12. Yay. So part of that number associated with good, right? Or the norm. But then if you look at the Last Supper, what happens is that the 13th person to arrive in the Last Supper was Judas, who ended up betraying Jesus. So again, there you go. 13. Now 13 becomes this number of pending doom. So let's actually go into a little bit more detail about 13. So what's really interesting is that there's actually a deep-rooted fear. People can actually have a phobia of the number 13, and it's actually called triskaidekaphobia. I hope I pronounced that right, but that's the actual fear of the number 13. So there was an Austrian-American composer. His name was Arnold Schoenberg. And he actually had a severe case of this. So what happens is that when he was composing some of his later works, he actually substituted the 13th measure with the notation of 12A. And then he also was reportedly deeply afraid of dying on a year or at an age that was a multiple of 13. So when he turned 76, a colleague suggested that it would be an unlucky year because 7 plus 6 equals 13. But so what ended up happening was Schoenberg actually did pass away that year at age 76. And ironically, he actually passed away on Friday the 13th of July 1951. So it didn't go very well for him. And so that fear that he had of the number 13, it actually, became a reality for him. So in addition to number 13, let's look at Friday. So why Friday? So the negative association with Friday is actually related to a religious and cultural origins. So some Christians believe that Friday is unlucky because it was the day of the week that Jesus was crucified. In the 14th and 15th centuries, prominent figures and writers started to publicly denounce the day with little context. So for example, The Canterbury Tales, it depicted Friday to be a day of misfortune. And playwright Robert Greene defined Friday face, which was a sad look of dismay or anguish. So Friday already has sort of this bad reputation. 13 obviously has a bad reputation. So now let's combine it all. Friday the 13th. So why Friday the 13th? We're not exactly sure of the historical evidence as to how Friday the 13th became the symbol of bad luck and superstition, but there's some theories about it. So the real Friday the 13th hysteria actually started around in the 20th century. Many date this back to Thomas Lawson's book called Friday the 13th, which is about a stockbroker who chooses this day to deliberately crash the stock market. One year later, in 1908, the New York Times became one of the first media outlets to acknowledge the superstitions of Friday the 13th. And then, of course, flash forward to 1980, we had, the first of many series of films called Friday the 13th. Of course, the first film was about Jason's mom. And Jason's mom talks about how Jason, her son, drowned on Friday the 13th, and his birthday is Friday the 13th. So it was also, very tied heavily to that character of Jason Voorhees. So in addition to that, let's actually look at the science behind the superstition. I'm not sure if I mentioned this. So again, this is actually, there was a really great CNN article that points all of this out. So when I'll give you guys a copy of this, I'll actually add it to the link on my, when I tweet about this particular podcast, I'll make sure I put a link back to this particular article. It's a really great one about this whole origin of Friday the 13th. So anyway, there's a science behind a superstition. So 1 in 4 Americans say that they are superstitious, while another 3 out of 4 Americans might scoff at this. And actually, there is an actual psychological science to back up the superstition. So the psychologists at Kansas State University say that superstitions are all about trying to control your fate. People often use superstitions to try to achieve a desired outcome or to help alleviate anxiety. So a perfect example of this would be like performers and athletes who actually, you know, perform some sort of quirky ritual right before a big event. Mathematician and author Joseph Mazur explains that having superstitions can actually promote a healthy and positive mentality. So he mentions that everyone wants luck, but since there's no tangible thing we can call luck, we have to create that tangible thing by transferring it into an object, and people hold on to these objects as a sense of security. In a 2010 study, psychologist Stuart Weiss tested a group of people on various memory tasks. The group of people who were allowed to carry their luck charms with them performed better on a memory test than people who had their lucky charms taken away. And so Weiss concluded that it's all about that low-cost confidence booster. So basically, when it comes to, you know, superstition, you know, we tend to hold on to this whole idea of superstition, and that having something to be able to, you know, help us control our fate better is what, you know, just kind of eases our mind and consciousness. So then when you tie that in with, you know, seeing bad things happen and associating it with a certain date, you can see where, you know, Friday the 13th becomes this this sort of date of gloom and doom. So that's where the origin comes from. So hopefully that helps explain a lot of that. So it's very, very interesting. And I hope that you guys all stay safe on Friday the 13th. It is, you never know what happens next. So definitely stay safe out there. And I will talk to you again soon.